Our next speaker is Bradley Wilson, who will be giving a presentation on the effect of bacterial blight inoculation timing on cotton yield.
Thank you for that introduction. Once again, my name is Bradley Wilson. I'm a master's student under Dr. Darren Dodds at Mississippi State University. Today we're going to look at the effect of bacterial blight inoculation timing on cotton yield. So just an introduction to cotton in Mississippi. Cotton is a major crop in Mississippi. However, between the last decade or so, the hectares have started to decrease. And you can see here on the slide that we started in 2006 with 761,000, and it's decreased to about 222,000 hectares. And some reasons for decline, overall price has dropped in cotton, but also you deal with a great amount of insect and weed pressure in Mississippi and the Mid-South as well that can cause for rotation into other crops. And like I said, the price of alternative crops are higher, and then once again, crop rotation to prevent insects and pests. So bacterial blight in Mississippi was a major disease prior to 1970, and about that time is when acid delenting became used. And so it kind of cut down on the amount of blight that you've seen just because it takes the lint off the seed. You don't have any of that inoculum still there. There was an outbreak in 2011 and 2012. And you can see here in some of the counties in the Delta, this is a map of Mississippi, but you see the red counties were ones where bacterial blight was fairly heavily found. And it also extended into Arkansas, the Delta in Arkansas as well. 1,700 bales were lost due to bacterial blight in 2015, and that's from the National Cotton Conference. So bacterial blight of cotton is caused by Xanthomonas citri. The pathophore is Malva acium. It is a seed-borne bacterium, and it will and can survive an infected crop residue. So just some favorite conditions for this disease. Of course, it needs high temperature, anywhere from 86 to 97 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's, you definitely have that in Mississippi and in the Mid-South. But high humidity as well, above 75%. Your spread of disease, moving equipment through the field when the field is wet, can spread the disease. Also, wind blowing rain. And then if you're irrigating, you can cause spread of the disease that way as well. So some symptoms of bacterial blight. First of all, you see leaf spot is the most common one at first. You'll see small angular spots on the leaf that appear water-soaked. And usually that you see the water-soaked part on the underside of the leaf. Vein necrosis, it almost gives this dark lightning bolt appearance down the mid-vein. And then you have black arm, which is darkening of the leaf petiole and stem. And this causes premature defoliation, which can increase losses due to yield. And then the last one, the big one, is boll rot. You could have water-soaked spots in the boll, and that causes, it's ableizes aggressive fungal pathogens that can colonize on the boll and cause boll rot and increase your yield loss. So I just talked about some of the symptoms here. I'll show you. If you look on the screen, you have that's the first of the water-soaked lesions on the underside of the leaf. It almost looks kind of like an oil spill too as well. To the right of that, you have the vein necrosis. Once again, that dark lightning bolt appearance down the mid-vein in the veins. And then you have black arm on the bottom left picture. And like I said, causes premature defoliation. And then you see that water-soaked lesion on the bottom right where fungal pathogens can colonize. So management of bacterial blight, after season, tillage is a really big help for this. You bury the stubble instead of minimum tillage practices, and that decreases the amount of blight that can be stuck in field trash or whatever. Crop rotation, corn, grain, sorghum, peanut, and soybeans are all fairly good crop rotation hosts. And then also planting a resistant cotton variety can prevent bacterial blight. So our objective was to determine the effects of bacterial blight inoculation timing on cotton yield. We had two locations. One was Starkville, Mississippi, the RR Full Plant Science Research Center, and the other location was Brooksville, Mississippi, at the Black Belt Ranch Experiment Station. These were a factorial arrangement of treatments in a randomized complete block. They had four row plots that were 12.7 meters in length and four replications of those plots. So Starkville was planted May 8, 2017, and it was on irrigated ground, as well as Brooksville was planted May 8, 2017, the same day on non-irrigated ground. Now, I did not put in the planting dates for 2016. However, data in the slides you will see was used from 2016 and 2017. The varieties were used Delta Pine 1518, which is the resistant variety, and Delta Pine 1522, which is the susceptible variety. So in inoculation of the blight, we used 2 liters of inoculum at OD420 that read a 0.6, which is, tells us that it's approximately 2.8 or 280 million bacterial cells in each liter. Dynamic was used as a surfactant, an adjuvant used to get penetration of plant tissue, as well as greater symptoms have been observed when inoculating blight when you use an organosilicone non-ionic wetting agent. So inoculation of bacterial blight, we use a Bowman multipurpose sprayer, and I'll have some pictures of that here in a minute. Also a Leckler drop leg, which you see here on the right, and that was to get the application down below at the bottom of the plant where you see it's seed-borne, so it's going to start from there and move up. So we tried to make it as practical as possible. Now we use turbo twin jet flat fan tips, and that the reason was we wanted to get below, and it was also an upward coverage into the plant. It was applied at 280 liters per hectare, 483 kilopascals, and at 3.2 kilometers per hour. And these locations were inoculated at dusk tonight to apply at cooler temps for the bacterium to survive. So our timing of our inoculations was no inoculation. First one was pinhead square, and then at first bloom, bloom plus 2 weeks, bloom plus 4 weeks, and bloom plus 6 weeks. So here are some pictures of the mud master we used, and you can see the drop legs that hang down below the plants. And this is at several times where we were making an application at different heights. And here again, we have this... we're making the application, and also you see on the right a lot of defoliation, but you also see that the rows have really not lapped each other, and that kind of decreases the amount of humidity you'll have in that plot. So data collected, we took stand counts at 21 days, height and bloom at harvest, total nodes, node above white flower, node above crack bowl, and lint yield. And our data analysis was ANOVA using ProcGlimix and SAS 9.4, and it was a pairwise t-test to separate means at alpha equals 0.05. So before we get into our results, I took some pictures of just ratings, that what we would call them. So on the left picture there, you see that it's only 5 to 10%. You see a small amount of symptoms on the leaf. And then on the right, you see greater coverage of bacterial blight on leaves, and we rated that approximately 30 to 40%. So bacterial ratings by variety, on the left, on the y-axis, we have black bacterial blight percentage, and on the x-axis, you have the variety. And once again, this year we had lower ratings because we didn't see as much blight, so it's below 10%. However, Delta Pine 1522, the susceptible variety, was significantly greater in ratings of bacterial blight than Delta Pine 1518, which is really what we expected as well. Height at bloom, and so the y-axis height in centimeters, and the x-axis is the variety. We saw greater height in the variety in Delta Pine 1522 was greater than Delta Pine 1518, which is something that we somewhat expected but also didn't, because we had Delta Pine 1518 on irrigated ground as well. So height at harvest, once again, Delta Pine 1522 was significantly greater than Delta Pine 1518 at harvest, and that will show in our yield as well. So these are bacterial blight ratings across all of the ratings, and we weighted, took all these averages. But what we found was that inoculation at Pinhead Square, when the plant is still young and it's more susceptible, we saw a greater amount of bacterial blight in 1522, which is the yellow bar, and the red bar is the 1518. So we saw a significantly greater amount on 1522, and it decreased as we went through the growing season. So lint yield, the lint is in kilograms per hectare on the y-axis and the varieties on the x-axis, but Deltapon 1522 significantly out-yielded Deltapon 1518, and this is just something that we didn't really expect on, because 1518 and 1522, we thought that we'd see a greater yield bump when you put 1518 on irrigated ground. So our weather data for Brooksville, Mississippi, between our application rates here and those red lines, you can see that Brooksville had quite a bit of rain before those applications in the early season, and the cotton looked really good. However, when it got dry right about as we were starting to make our applications, and this really caused some problems in Brooksville because it is a shrink and swell clay. Therefore, we didn't get enough rain to have the rows lap over. So we kind of decreased our humidity from that point. Weather in Starkville, it was much greater rainfall, and we only irrigated one time in Starkville because of the amount of rainfall. But we saw a higher amount of bacterial blight in Starkville compared to Brooksville. So just a summary, early infection timing ratings in Deltapon 1522 were significantly higher than late season inoculation timings. And last, 1959 observed young cotton leaves are more susceptible than older cotton leaves. Also, Dodds et al. 2017 observed in the 2017 Mississippi on-farm variety trials that Deltapon 1522 yielded higher than Deltapon 1518. And once again, when weather conditions provide warm temperatures, high humidity, and high amounts of rainfall, it provides a favorable environment for bacterial blight. So we'd like to continue to determine the effect of inoculation timing on bacterial blight and cotton yield in the future. I'd like to thank Dr. Darren Dodds, Dr. Tom Allen, Ms. Sonia Bayard for making the inoculum, the graduate students, student workers, and the North Farm crew that helped out. At this time, I'd like to take any questions you may have.
Do we have any questions?
Yes, sir. So ask that one more time. No, they were two separate because we did not inoculate everything. Yes, sir. So the question was, where was the reference? It was from, are you asking where it was from?
Yeah, what kind of publication?
It was in a disease article, but it was just talking about when he was inoculating, he found that within his data, he found that there was greater, it was more susceptible in the younger leaves than it was the older leaves. That was not using an actual adjuvant, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What was the race that was used?
It was race 18. Yes, sir.
Any more questions? Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.